The mic. Son, come, Isaac.
He's gonna read a little bit, and then I'm
gonna have Nat March come, and we're just gonna kind of convene, and we'll come back, and we'll just see how things open up. I really want to address some of the things that's going on. I think some things have been thrown out, and maybe I'll address that in some of my message. Here you go, Isaac. Let it rip.
Thank you, Uncle Mark. I tell you, one thing is very important to me is family. Family, I guarantee you, if I didn't have my family, I would be in some bad predicaments. even if it's your cousin, brother, sister, whatever, they're really important. All it says, I have a mom and a dad and a sister. I believe I am lucky that my parents stayed together.
Yes, you are, son.
And, you know, all around the world, people are getting divorces and everything, and people having divorces, and I my cousin, his mom and dad got divorced, and it hit him really hard, and he's been in some deep trouble. I tell you that, and his family's great. When I was about 12 years old, I started thinking about God. Well, I always knew God was there, because mom and dad always talked about it, but I actually started thinking about it when I was 12. In 2008, my godmother, Sharon Oates, which my mom and my Uncle Mark was mentioning, she got sick, and one weekend my father went to jail in Fort Smith. The second night I was up there, my mom called my dad and said my godmother is sick in a hospital and is dying. That day, I asked God to forgive me, but not to come into my heart. I thought I was saved, but I wasn't. I went to church camp in July 5th, 2010. Well, something was tearing at me. I realized I wasn't saved. July 7th, 2010, I got on my knees and started bawling. I wasn't aware of what was going on. I thought I was saved. Then it come to me, asking God for forgiveness is not being saved, but asking God to come into your heart and to be with you throughout all your troubles and anything is being saved. So I asked Jesus into my heart with all that was in me to come into my heart, and he is still here today. That night, I walked up and down the campus telling everyone I saw, I am saved. God has made me a much happier person. I realized that if I didn't have Jesus, I wouldn't be a very unhappy person. Throughout my school years, I have been bullied, as in called names, hit, and etc. Throughout my journey with God, I have taken notes, and I believe God wanted me to share this with y'all. Treat those the way you want to be treated. Yes. Don't belittle yourself, because somewhere inside you there is something greater.
Yeah.
The better we feel about ourselves, the fewer times we have to knock somebody else down to feel tall. Always try, and better things will happen. Attitude is the mind's paintbrush. It can color any situation. Be your best. Never stop trying. Eventually you will succeed. Keep friends close, but keep enemies closer. No matter how bad life is, look around. There are people who have been beaten and dropped off with no one there. Always stay close to the ones you love, because they may drift apart. Go to the graveyard. Look around, take in the scene. This is an important place to visit, and to listen to also. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it is better to go to a house of mourning than a house of feasting. And why? Because death is the end of every man, and the living will take it to heart. You see, it makes us think about our own life and death and eternity. Basically, what I believe that means is that if we're not going to if we're like, okay, this is good that we're all in here sharing and doing everything, but if we're not out there helping give the word to God, to like the Bloods, the Crips, and the KKK and all of them, how will they know to come to Jesus? Because all they have, all they grew up around was hatred. And that's all I share.
I used to hold Isaac in my hands, and we've all heard about the Melchizedek priesthood and the ministry and the new order. And I'd just hold him and I'd say, you're going to a ministry without limits. You're starting where we left off. I prophesied over him ever since he was a young boy.